This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Aisha Tyler on the hotline right now. Of course, you know her.
Did she wake up?
She's up. She's up and around. She's very sorry.
No, she listen, she has nothing to be sorry for,
ever have
man.
To be, yeah.
No, man. Listen, I'm... Oh, what kind of jack-off dickheads are we that we ask someone to... Wait? I know she's in L.A.,
of course she's
so
in LA.
It's 6:30 in the morning.
She was going to call it what would have been 5:45 her time, and she's currently filming season 3 of Criminal Minds.
Of course she is.
And this was her day off.
Oh, God.
We might be the dicks.
I'll start with our apologies then.
Born September 18th in San Francisco, California, our next guest developed a love of stand-up comedy while still in high school, eventually graduating from Dartmouth College with a degree in environmental policy, but opted to tour the country doing stand-up. In 2001, she was tapped to host the E! Network show Talk Soup, and her career path was set. You've seen her in such movies as Balls of Fury and on such series as The Ghost Whisperer, Friends, Criminal Minds, and Whose Line Is It Anyway? As well as lending her voice to the popular animated series, Archer. She's co-founded her own liquor brand, Losophy, and she's currently filming season 3 of the Paramount Plus series, Criminal Minds Evolution. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Aisha Tyler.
First of all, Aisha, we're sorry for picking you up this early. I'm sorry.
No, it's my bad. I mean, they said it. I am filming. Our hours have been crazy, and my phone betrayed me. But it was worth it to listen to that sweet intro. It was so nice. I missed you guys. I realize I haven't talked to you in a million years.
I know.
So
well, everything's
completely worth getting up early.
Well, listen, you've got so much cool stuff going on. By the way, congratulations on these episodes, man. This Criminal Minds Evolution.
Thank you.
It's great.
It's cranking.
Well,
yeah, thank you.
It's
yeah,
interesting. It's fun. It's smart. Like, everything about it's good, man.
Thank you. And it's wild because, you know, I mean, like, frankly, the show got canceled and we were like, well, that was a great run. We did 15 seasons, right? Like, right. You know, that's more than most TV shows ever get to do. And then they asked us back and it's like a whole new show and it's been so cool. And I'm not only acting right now, but I'm prepping to direct the next episode. So it's just been mayhem.
Dude, I didn't realize
but it's been really great.
That if years ago, I didn't understand that really is the smartest possible thing anybody can do in Hollywood. Like, because what people don't understand is they think once you're a big star, you're Aisha Tyler. Everybody knows the name.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand is that you are basically an independent contractor. You got to go out and hustle up the next job, the next work, the next piece, the next part. And that means learning and growing. And that's not just acting. It means you got being a director means you can work and work. I mean, you can, you know, it's a real talent to be able to direct.
Thank you. And, you know, and I think the other thing that I really love about it and is, I mean, I imagine for people that can be like, oh, it's an ego thing. Like, oh, I want to direct. But really what you get to do is you get to take care of everybody on your show. Like when you're acting, you come in, you put on your outfit, maybe you're taking care of yourself and the person in your scene. But when you're a director, you get to care for everybody on set and you get to create an environment where everybody gets to excel. And also you don't have to put on makeup, which I love.
Right.
You just get to go to work. I get to go to work in my AC/DC t-shirt. So I love it.
Yeah. And by the way, let's talk about Losophy. That's
oh my God,
man! To launch that, I help my friend. I have a friend, Jesse James Dupree, who does Jesse James Outlaw Whiskey. And so years ago, probably 12 years ago, we started designing the label together, and I've watched him launch it. And so I've learned a lot about that industry and the ups, the downs, how hard it is. Each state has their different rules and what it takes to really brand something. And this thing, it looks killer. I love the name.
Thank
I love
you.
The idea. It's a
thank you.
Really, this could be great for you.
It's going great. I mean, the short answer is I love cocktails, and and I would go, when I was a touring comic, I'd be in a town and I'd go to some cool bar, and then I'd get home and I'd be like, man, I don't want to have a cocktail. And all I have in the fridge is like a half a bottle of like oxidized like Sauvignon Blanc and like some light beers, and I'd be pissed about it. So I built up my home bar so I could start making cocktails. And then I thought, well, this is still kind of a pain in the butt, right? Like, I'm going to get home late at night after work and I want one good drink and I don't want to make it. So I started batching cocktails and keeping them in my fridge so I could pour one out when I got home and I could plop down on the couch. And then I thought, well, this would be a great thing if you could buy this in the store. And we did some research, my business partner and I, about like what's the most popular cocktail in America. And the most popular cocktail is the margarita by like a million miles. Like it's drunk more than any other cocktail. And I was like, I don't think you can make a great margarita, because I know you guys have probably tasted ready-to-drink margaritas. They're all like bright
garbage.
Yellow, and they
taste
they taste like trash. They taste like cleaning fluid, right? But then the challenge of can we make something that tastes amazing was like a really, really exciting thing to do. I did a lot of cocktailing during COVID at home alone, like a crazy scientist. And we hired a woman who got a degree. She had a degree in citrus. She had a PhD in citrus. And we came up with this completely organic ready-to-drink margarita. It has just organic tequila, organic triple sec, organic lime. It's foolproof, so it's not for babies. And you just pour it over ice, and it is. And I swear to you, it is the best tasting ready-to-drink margarita that has ever been made. People taste it, and so a lot of people are like, I don't want to drink that. I don't want to drink ready-to-drink margarita. They all taste like a bad word that I'm not going to say on the radio.
Yeah.
And then they literally like they taste it and they go, oh, that's dangerous. So it was a really fun experience for me. For people who want to have a great cocktail and don't want to make it, this thing doesn't have any dyes or any crap in it. It just tastes awesome. And all you have to do is get a cup of ice and then put your little fist around it and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and getting a consistent one, that's my thing, is I never order margaritas out because, first of all, they look at you
too.
Like, I'm like, look, I need, because I like mine Reposado. I'm like, two shots of Reposado. I want the glass filled with ice, two shots of Reposado.
Yeah.
I like Grand Marnier. I'm like, half a shot of Grand Marnier. Whatever is left, you can give me some lime juice and a little triple sec. I go,
And they want to just give you the crappy sour mix out of the speed rack, right? And like send you on your way. And I always say to people, and now this is, I know I'm going to sound like a douche, but I'm serious about this. You know, people like a Cadillac margarita. We just created the Tesla of margaritas.
That's right. There you
go. It's a super premium margarita.
Listen,
it's good. I'm very proud of it. And I definitely am I'm not just the co-founder. I am an absolute client. Like, I drink this thing every night. It's the most delicious thing I've ever had.
Listen, that's Losophy. We're talking about Losophe.
Order it online.
Okay. So
you can order it online from wherever you are in America. And we will ship it directly to your house.
Perfect. Perfect, man.
Yeah. Oh, let me see. I'm going to give you guys I want to give everybody listening a discount code. I have to find it on my phone while I'm talking to you. But I want to give everybody a discount code. So if they order it, they can get a little bargain. Where is it? Darn you, interwebs.
No.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. Okay. So everybody who is listening now, if you go to losophe.com and you order your Losophe Organic Margarita and you use the discount code Criminal Fines, that's Criminal Fines instead of Criminal Minds, Criminal Fines with an F, all one word, you will get 15% off your order.
Perfect. All right, good. Because I'll order some, man. It's there's still plenty of summertime left for sure.
Margaritas make it summer all year long.
So what about touring, man? You've got the TV shows. I know that you're up and you're filming now for Criminal Minds for Evolution.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the road? I mean, are you going to go back out?
You know, it's so funny. People have been asking me that for a while, and a lot of my stand-up friends have been asking me that as well. And it for a long time, I felt like, I don't know, it's weird with stand-up because... Yeah, I'm lucky that I'm able to work and do other things. It was always like a, something of passion. Like, what do I have to say? What do I want to talk about? You know, like big things in my life or big things in the world. And for a while I was working on becoming a director. And so it just felt like that was where my energy was going. I just started to think about writing another hour and getting back on the road. So the short answer is I definitely want to do it because I'd love to do another special. The longer answer is I got to get a year where I'm not filming TV and I can just hit the road and like go visit all my old haunts and come see my old friends in person, come see you guys and like get back into it. So it's a someday for sure kind of vibe. But right now, like the directing thing has been going great. I just directed my 15th episode of TV. I don't just do Criminal Minds. I do lots of other shows. And that's been really, really gratifying. And I'm a big genre director. I love zombies and explosions and car chases and fights. And
I just went through the International Pyrotechnics Guild first class. So I'm on my way to doing all that stuff.
Oh, man, that's amazing. Yeah, that's so cool. So, and is this training so that you can set bombs for people?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's awesome.
Basically, it's so that you can, yeah, so you can get through your ATF issues and get your fingerprints done and everything. And literally, people don't realize once you get through that International Pyrotechnics Guild and you qualify through that and they do all your background, like I can order dynamite.
and I'm like, wow,
this is going to be fun as hell.
Just don't sneak up on Johnny and guys. Like, make sure you announce yourself when you walk into a room.
I'm telling you, actually, you have no
idea. That's like, cool.
I bought 30 acres, lovingly known as Disgrace Land. And that's where we learned to shoot 6-gallon gasoline firebombs. So those shoot up and do like those super, like, looks like a Hiroshima level deal type deal.
They kind of those big billowing clouds and then the container flies in the air and everything.
So
you're having
fun.
A good old time for yourself.
Oh, are you kidding
that's
me?
That's so cool. I always love a pyro guy. I just shot something where we had to blow something up and, you know, there's lots of rules around it when you're on a set. And I was talking to our effects guy, and I said, listen, if it was you and me, we'd have to evacuate the building because the explosions are never big enough for me. But we've got rules to follow here, buddy. We got to keep it contained.
Dude, as God is my witness, I own 5 different flamethrowers, literally 5 different
flamethrowers. Oh, my God. Again, never sneak up on Johnny. Like, guys, watch your eyes.
Hey, if you ever need some for your TV show, there's a guy, I'm telling you, like, there's a guy who makes a super cool one here it's not a giant one. It'll shoot like it's a 20-footer, but it's Vulcan flamethrowers here in Kansas City, and he makes them commercially. They're completely professional, sold online, the whole bit, totally legal.
Wow.
And, man, I'm sure you guys have seen them, but it's amazing.
That looks so fun.
So good on video. Like, it looks great when you shoot this stuff.
Also, don't drink margaritas and flamethrow, kids.
I'd love to tell you that's the way we do it, but that liquor always leads to it. They're like, hey, man, you got any CO2? And then, dude, there's one.
Now
I'm not kidding.
The time.
Aisha, I'm not kidding. I have one that'll shoot 120 feet. It'll dump 3 gallons. It'll jump 3 gallons of gas in 6 seconds.
That's wild.
That is
wild.
Oh,
man, you're having the time of your life. I love this for you. Just going around, blowing stuff up, no eyebrows, no eyelashes, all the hair on the back of your hands gone.
Come to Kansas City, man. We'll go out to Disgrace Land. We'll let her rip.
That sounds so fun. I've not seen you guys in person. It feels like a million years,
yeah.
But it's always so, so rad to talk to you guys. And I got to get back on the road. You know, one fun thing I think I hope we'll get to do with the margarita company is when I get a break is just tour around and visit like different stores and get to say hi to people and get to pour margaritas for them, which is, you know, almost like touring doing stand up, but you know, not as much work.
Well, the thing is, I do it
with people.
I know it's all business, but I will tell you, that's what Jesse does. So Jesse's the lead singer for a band, Jackal. And when they go out and tour every city, when he's got time, he does a tasting. So afternoons are always at a liquor store doing a tasting that night. Everybody goes to the show. They sell their show out, they move on to the next city. But it works. I mean, if you go out and tour, man, I know they got your ass, you know, just working hard. But man, that's how, if you want to go out and touch the people and push that philosophy, that is the key.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. It's been fun. You know, we just launched 2 months ago. People got their first bottles on July 4th. So we're a baby company. So considering that we're just very, very new, it's launched way better than I ever could have hoped. And you know, again, I'm not like out here, you know, curing cancer or anything like that, but it does just show you, like, if you come up with a good product, people respond to it. And I think, you know, it's a good time. And, you know, like to make something where we're like, okay, you know, we could have cut corners and made it really cheap with garbage ingredients, but we kind of went hard and made something really special that people are going to love. And then they're also going to feel, you know, relatively good about drinking it because it's clean. I mean, that's one thing these people will see when they buy it. It's clear. because we didn't put any colors in it. So it's a Cristalino margarita. There's just like mill garbage. So it's a unique product. But you know, if you come up with something cool, people are going to respond.
And, always.
You know, especially nowadays. You know, and of course I'm reminding everybody to do it responsibly. But nowadays, a good drink really goes a long way. You know what I mean?
No, listen.
At the end of the day, yeah. Sometimes you need a drink.
Listen, no good story ever started with, now I'm not going to drink tonight. You know what I mean? It doesn't. Like, I could connect all my good times, all my friends, all the ridiculous stuff, all the stuff you survived. I'm telling you, it did start with at least a cocktail. So
100%. 100%. Yeah, I always say that too about bars and bartenders. It's really about the experience, right?
Yes.
The drinks are there, but they're about bringing people together, having a good time, you know, that's the only thing you're going to take with you is your experiences, man. You can't take any of the rest of it with you at all.
If you're just joining us, Aisha Taylor's with us, and I don't want to keep it too long, but you just reminded me of something. I feel the same way about bartenders. A great bartender is the center of the universe. The best bartender,
oh my God, 100%.
I ever 100%. Saw was at the Red Lion in the Village in New York City. He was an old Irishman, and I went back for about 4 or 5 years. He was there, and then he just aged out, and he wanted to go home back to Ireland, but he was the greatest.
Oh, yeah.
He knew people's
names. Irish people understand.
Oh.
Irish people know. Because that whole culture is about the bar, about bars and about bar culture. Like when you're down, you go to the pub. When you're happy, you go to the pub. When when you're lonely, you go to the pub. Like the pub is the center of cultural life in Ireland. And so those guys they're just great. They want to have the banter. They want to have a laugh. They want to make you feel welcome. I mean, there's nothing like an Irish bartender for sure.
No,
yeah,
they know your name. Kyle, do you know Aisha?
Yeah.
Aisha does comedy. She may have done. She's got a tequila, and then literally connecting people. Then you'll see somebody come in and act like a jerk off, and then that dude would just get froze out, and you just watch the whole thing. He was snarky, funny, salty.
Oh, they're the best. They have the banter. They always want to have the banter. Like, that's another thing. Like, if you're going to come into the pub, you better be able to take a bit of a ribbing, right? Like, don't come in here with your soft feelings.
No.
They'll punch you right in the gut.
No, have you been spent any time in Scotland at all?
I have. Oh, my God. So I was in Edinburgh a few years ago. That's actually how I met my co-founder.
The
my
best.
Co-founder of my booze company was at the Macallan, and I went to taste whiskey with him in Glasgow. I went there at like noon on a Friday, and I was like, I'm going to meet some old Scottish guy in a kilt, right? I'm going to drink some whiskey and, like, you know, I'm going to bang off in half an hour. I walk in, and it's this young guy. He's like 35, and he's Korean American, and he's the like global head of digital for Macallan. And then their master blender is a woman, and I'm like super like shocked. And I come in, and they think I'm going to be some stupid chick from Hollywood. And
of
I'm
course.
Like, oh, my God, what's he saying? Yay, here we go. I met them at 12:30. We drank until 1 in the morning.
Oh, the best. The best. The
it
day
was
drinking.
The best day ever. It was the best day ever. And that's literally how I met my co-founder. And then I eventually hired him away to help me start Losophy. But Scotland is like, I just went back to the Macallan last year and, like, literally spent my non-existent kid's future college fund on whiskey. I've had so much
Edinburgh.
Back.
Oh, there's a New Year's Eve party called Hogmanay. That is, I've gone
yes,
twice.
Hogmanay,
oh,
yeah.
Dude. The best bars, the best bartenders, the most fun human beings I've ever met. We were in a procession of torches. They gave 10,000 people, all of us, 3-foot flaming torches, and we all walked like 2 miles to set
up. You'd be grand. You'd be all right. No, you'd be grand.
It was so good, man. And listen, we'll have to meet up for sure. I'm telling you, you call it Edinburgh, Ireland.
Edinburgh. Yes.
Anywhere.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to order some of the Losophy today.
Awesome. Oh, it's so good to talk to you guys. It's been such a long time.
You too.
Sorry that I was limping. I was limping this morning, but I made it to the finish line.
That's it. Well, listen, you got a long day of shooting ahead of you. Everybody, don't forget seasons 1 and 2 right now on Paramount Plus. You can also check it out. Criminal Minds Evolution, Paramount Plus, the new liquor, Losophy, Losophy. We'll put a link up on our social media too for you to make sure people can order that.
And here's the discount code: Criminal Fines, all one word. If you pop that in when you order Losophy, you get 15% off your entire order. We will send you margaritas directly to your lovely home.
The great Aisha Taylor. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thank you so much. It was great talking with you. Thank you.
Bye, honey. Stay with her. Criminal Fines, FINDS. Yeah, she's trouble. She's trouble. Because she's everything you want a girl to be. Everything.
Top to bottom.
funny, on fire, got the fire. I mean, just everything.
She's full on dude in a chick suit.
Like, smart.
She's a nerd. She loves gamer stuff, sci-fi stuff. She likes drinking and getting stupid.
Yeah.
She is bad. She is bad, bad.
Is she married?
She was married. Right? She's divorced now. Yeah, and they don't list. They don't say. What's
you know, it's
wrong.
Funny. They don't often get to that position in life and then think morning show disc jockeys.
Yeah, they don't. They don't fall to that, do they?
They're like, oh my god, did you hear that booger fart fart? And then the fart sound effect.
So gets me.
Oh my god, it was love.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.